6.49 triliun rupiah.
There is a pure private and state-owned investment of 6.49 trillion rupiah, consisting of Surabaya State University, PT Makmur Berkah Hotel, which is a five-star hotel, PT Citadel from Malaysia for townhouses and mixed use, and PT Citadel Food, a sederhana padang restaurant, then PT Puri Persada Lampung, office building. So this is what we have just processed until final, until January. This will definitely continue to add.
Furthermore, OIKM is currently processing 6 public-private partnership or KPBU projects with a total value of 60.93 trillion rupiah. Basuki said that President Prabowo Subianto has approved a budget of 48.8 trillion rupiah for the 2025-2029 period. Basuki explained that this budget will be allocated to complete the construction of legislative and judicial complexes along with supporting ecosystem in order to establish Nusantara as the political capital of Indonesia by 2028. That was the news.
Jangan pergi dari diriku, tak sanggup harus hidup tanpamu. Karena jauh lebih indah bila kita bersama, seperti yang terjadi kemarin. Langkah demi langkah yang menyepi, membalut luka lagi yang ku tahan hingga kini. Habis sudah nafasku menyebut namamu. Oh, takkan hilang cintaku.
Thank you. Indonesia.
When does one really reach maturity? Nias people have a way to find out. There is a Pahombo Batu, the most well-known culture from Nias Island, North Sumatra Province. Pahombo Batu is done by a young man in traditional costume. If a young man decides to do the Pahombo Batu and succeed, he will be seen as a grown-up. This young man must jump over a small stone pyramid. This pile of stone is around 2 meters tall. During the jump, the visitor can only see the action from afar. More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
In April, the novelist Arundhati Roy wrote an essay entitled The Pandemic is a Portal, in which she argued that the pandemic presents us with an unparalleled opportunity to reimagine our future. Forrest Whitaker reads her words.
Whatever it is, coronavirus has made the mighty kneel and brought the world to a halt like nothing else could. Our minds are still racing back and forth, longing for a return to normality, trying to stitch our future to our past and refusing to acknowledge the rupture. But the rupture exists. And in the midst of this terrible despair, it offers us a chance to rethink the doomsday machine we have built for ourselves. Nothing could be worse than a return to normality. Historically, pandemics have forced humans to break with the past and imagine the world anew. This one is no different. It's a portal, a gateway between one world and the next. We can choose to walk through it, dragging the carcasses of our prejudice and hatred, our avarice, our data banks and dead ideas, or we can walk through it lightly. With a little luggage, ready to imagine another world, and ready to fight for it.
Amina Mohammed, Deputy Secretary General of the UN.
There's a certain outrage for injustice right now in every sphere. I think we're at a moment where COVID perhaps has helped us realize that there is an intergenerational transition and that young people now are waking up to the calls that we've had from my generation, which has said, look, this is the opportunity you've got to make things change. I mean, they are rising up and that we are bringing young people to the table now, not as a token, but to help us shape and to take that baton, to take up the gauntlet and to move forward. People fighting for justice, but fighting for your justice, not just mine. And to see that without your justice, mine won't be fulfilled either.
Thank you for the invitation here today to talk about my big brother. The world knows him as George, but I called him Perry.
In June, George Floyd's brother, Philonis, gave testimony to the U.S. House Judiciary Committee.
Yesterday, we laid him to rest. It was the hardest thing I ever had to do. I'm the big brother now, so it's my job to comfort my brothers and my sisters, Perry's kids, and everyone who loved him. And that's a lot of people. I couldn't take care of George that day he was killed, but maybe by speaking with you today, I can make sure that his death would not be in vain. To make sure that he is more than another face on a t-shirt, more than another name on a list that won't stop growing. I'm here to ask you to make it stop. George called for help and he was ignored. Please listen to the calls ringing out the streets across the world. People people of all backgrounds, genders, and races have come together to demand change. The people marching in the streets are telling you enough is enough. To the leaders, the people elected you to speak for them, to make positive change, you have the opportunity to make your name mean something too. If his death ends up changing the world for the better, and I think it will, then he died as he lived. It is on you to make sure his death is not in vain. I didn't get the chance to say goodbye to Perry while he was here. I was robbed of that. But I know he's looking down at us now. Perry, look up at what you did. Big brother, you changed the world. I hope you can rest in peace with power.
After the genocide and destruction of the Second World War, the United Nations was founded. Enshrined in its charter was the fact that all people are equal and entitled to the same respect, justice, and human rights. This remains a simple truth, and yet across the globe, this struggle is still being fought. Amina Mohammed, Deputy Secretary General of the UN.
The more we've seen poverty and inequality, hunger, conflict, the more we understand that it is about the person that could be left behind. And so it's really important that we don't leave anyone behind. And we ask ourselves, country by country, community, region, the world, who are the no ones? And they're defined in many different ways depending where you're coming from. And so, you know, discrimination, exclusion, all of that provides fodder for instability in the world. And we know that everyone has a right to a life of dignity.
Corner presents a song by Phoebe Aldeano. Octavia Aldeano, also known as Phoebe Aldeano, born March 29, 1990, is an Indonesian singer-songwriter. Now Phoebe Aldeano used the stage name Phoebe, releasing a new song titled Senyumin Dulu Aja or Just Smile. In the creative process of the song, Phoebe collaborates with a new music group from Bandung, West Java, Tadi. This music group consists of Fatan Garna and Adi Handoyo, who help in writing and production. This collaboration is realized thanks to an introduction from Indonesian musician Isyana Saraswati, the owner of the record label that houses Tadi. Not only that, Phoebe also invites Isyana as a backing vocal on the song. The song describes Phoebe's personal side in dealing with anxiety and bad days. The song has been released and available on all digital streaming platforms since October 25, 2024. The music video for this song was also released on the same day, marking Phoebe's first step back into the music industry. Well, listeners, here is the latest single by Phoebe Aldeano entitled Senyumin Dulu Aja. Enjoy!
Bagai di sandra deadline di muka cemas meraja sesaknya di darah banyak problema
In Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugay, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wadung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening. sleeping, thinking to go reeling. Dua aku mabuk kaya. Gaya mu cool dan sexy. Mentor aku kepada kamu. Jadi semakin aku cinta kau. Sihir aku yang sedang kosong. Di saat aku butuh cinta. Nampak-nampak dahsyatmu. Menarik aku yang sendiri. Memang lagi butuh cinta.
Traditional beverage from all over Indonesia is never ending. One of them is the traditional Riau beverage, which has a unique name, namely Es Laksamana Mengamuk, which roughly translated means the outrage admiral. Even though the name is a little scary and strange, the Riau specialty is very, very fresh. It is actually an ice drink made from coconut milk combined with sugar and kueni mango. As Laksamana Mengamuk is often seen during weddings and in the fasting months. When the weather is scorching hot, drinking it will make you feel refreshed. It is said that this typical Riau beverage is not only very refreshing, but also good for digestion. The high fiber content of quality food can prevent constipation and other digestive disorders. Vitamin A contained in it is also good for your eyes and endurance. Quenny fruit is also able to meet daily iron needs.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
One thing that crosses Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Batak's music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Kasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality. Musical melody, which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before they knew modern musical instruments like today. One of the popular instruments is hasapi. Hasapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as kodaton. In principle, hasapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Hasapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Kazapi crafters are a little hard to be found, because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinary elder people, and the skills of making kazapi is passed down to their offspring. Kazapi musical instrument is divided into two kinds, kazapi ende and kazapi doa. Kazapi ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in gondang kazapi ensemble. Meanwhile, kazapi doa has the same principle with kazapi ende. However, in the playing, kazapi doa acts as the carrier of constant rhythm. The size of kazapi doa is a little bit bigger than kazapi ende. It wants a harahap as kazapi musicians use. Kazapi has its own technique to be played.
Kazapi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya...
Kazapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, kazapi has two strings. Actually, they are the variation of two harmony systems which are used in kazapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately thrice measure. Kazapi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as jazz court music. Generally, kazapi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Kazapi could be used in the gondang music strains, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Bata community, kazapi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Kazapi, made of wood, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a bata material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listener, before we review on kazapi musical instrument, let's listen to the kazapi musical strings with Bata case musician Martagi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardalanao.
Thank you.
play all songs, from folk songs as well as Western songs, although it has only two strings. The tune of strings in Hazabi has two kinds. The first tune matches the basic musical scale. The first string is mi tone. The second one is do. The second tune is known as matak stem. The first string is for re, and the second one is for low sol. Hazabi does not own grip-like guitar, so it is hard to play it. This thing makes tourists appreciate this Bataknese musical instrument. The instrument can play any song or neither two strings. Hazabi is made of a gyro wood, which is grown surrounding Toba Lake. Besides, Hazabi is also made from jackfruit stem tree. So, Hazabi is easier to be crafted. Besides being easily crafted into musical instrument, jackfruit wood is more durable and long-lasting. Then jackfruit log is dragged as the resonance plays for producing sound. Then the place is covered with thin wood. Hazabi is often given the carving ornament to make it look more attractive. Well, listener, that is a short review about traditional musical instrument of Bataknese called Hazabi. We are going to give you another musical strain of Hazabi Doa and Hazabi Indi with Martogi Sitohan.
hatimu ragu datang memaksaku. Lu semakin menyerang kalau aku dapat membaca pikiranmu dengan sayap harapanku ingin terbang jauh. Dia awan pun gelisah, daun-daun jatuh berguguran. Namun cintamu kasih terbit laksana bintang yang bersinar cerah menerangi jiwaku. Andaikan ku dapat
of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Kalangkang. The word Kalangkang in Sundanese means shadow. The lyrics of the song Kalangkang tell the story of a couple's romance. Both love each other and share their happiness. The beauty of the relationship is initially just a shadow or fantasy, but later becomes a reality. The song Kalangkang was composed by Nano S. The song is presented in the album Kalangkang, which was released in 1988 and popularized by Nining Meida. Well, listener, here is the song Kalangkang by Nining Meida.
Listener, thank you for still staying tuned in Indonesia today through our audio streaming voinews.id and RRI Digital. I'm Nuka Kusumawati and I will accompany you to complete your weekend in highlight of the week. First info is about President Prabowo, where he emphasized his commitment to eradicate corruption. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto emphasized his commitment to eradicate corruption. Prabowo also invited law enforcement officials to act firmly against corruptors. Dara Pardede has the details.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has ordered law enforcers in Indonesia, ranging from the Attorney General's Office, the National Police, the Financial and Development Supervisory Agency, to the Corruption Eradication Commission, to take firm action against corruptors. This was conveyed by President Subianto in his remarks at the opening ceremony of the 18th Congress of Muslimat Nahdlatul Ulama in Surabaya, East Java, Monday. Prabowo delivered the order as a follow-up after previously warning corruptors to return the stolen public money in the first 100 days of his administration.
Saya katakan sudah 100 hari.
I said it's been 100 days. Hey, corruptors, please clean up yourself. Please return what you have stolen back to the people. I've been waiting for more than 100 days.
Saya tunggu 100 hari, 102 hari.
The Attorney General, Indonesian Police Chief, the Financial and Development Supervisory Agency, and Corruption Eradication Commission, please take firm action.
BPKP, KPK, silakan.
President Prabowo said that this firm step must be taken to crack down on corruptors because the Indonesian people are now fed up and can no longer be lied to. With the support of the people, the president feels that legal action is needed so that the Indonesian wealth is no longer misused. Dora Pardede reporting.
Next, we have information about OJK that supports free nutritious meals and food security programs. The Financial Services Authority supports national priority programs. Support for the free nutritious meals programs and food security is provided through easy access to financing. Dora Pardede has the details.
The Financial Services Authority welcomes various national priority programs initiated by the government to achieve the vision of a Golden Indonesia 2045. such as free nutritious meal and food security. This was conveyed by the Financial Services Authority Chairman of the Board of Commissioners, Mahendra Siregar, at the 2025 Financial Services Industry Annual Meeting in Jakarta, Tuesday. Mahendra Siregar revealed in supporting the achievement of the government's priority program's target, the Financial Services Authority directed the financial services industry to take a role through the expansion of financing for national priority programs. Mahendra added, for the free nutritious meal programs and food security, the Financial Services Authority provides support through easy access to financing.
Dukungan untuk
the support for free nutritious meals and food security is provided through easy access to financing with special lending and guarantee schemes for farmers and MSMEs, as well as the development of parametric insurance products.
In addition, according to Mahendra Siregar, collaboration between the Financial Services Authority Office in the regions with local governments and stakeholders in the regions will also be enhanced to develop a financing ecosystem for superior commodities in their respective region, in strengthening food security and supply chain.